Thanks for joining us for the weekend edition of In Spirit and Truth with Pastor J.D. Farag of Calvary Chapel, Kaneohe. Each Friday and Saturday here on In Spirit and Truth, Pastor J.D. gives a Mideast prophecy update from an Arab perspective as he connects the dots of current events geopolitically with last day's prophecies biblically. It is our belief that the next event on God's prophetic clock is the rapture of the Church of Jesus Christ. It is our hope that these Bible prophecy updates will not only ready you and steady you for His return, but that they will also encourage you to share the gospel with others in order that the rapture will not be as a thief in the night. The world and seemingly all of the media is speaking ill of President Trump's recent ban on travel. Today, Pastor J.D. will share why this is so very important. The extremely odd thing is that almost every president, including former President Barack Obama, have done the exact same thing. Why is the media reacting this way to President Trump's decision? Now, don't forget to stay with us after today's prophecy update to learn how you can become a Facebook friend or watch the weekly prophecy update on YouTube. Now here's Pastor J.D. with today's prophecy update as shared on February 12, 2017.
So for today's prophecy update, I want to talk about how fast everything is moving. I want to expound on this assertion that Trump's presidency is bringing the entire world to the boiling point. Last week we were talking about how that if you peel all the layers off of everything that is happening in the world today, particularly in the United States today, what you'll find at the core is the Christian and the Jew. That's what this is all about. When you take all of the politics out of it, you peel all the layers back from it, that's what you're going to find. This is a world that is increasingly hostile, as we were told it would be, to God's people, the Jewish people and the Christian. I think you would agree that since Trump has been in office, it seems that everything geopolitically and as such prophetically has been heating up very fast. And you'll forgive the cliche, but I personally believe that we ain't seen nothing yet. This may in fact be just the beginning. Doubtless you heard about the court's ruling in Washington State, my old stomping grounds, concerning a restraining order on Trump's temporary travel ban. It's not surprising, given that the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that made this ruling is unquestionably the most liberal court in the United States of America, so much so that the Supreme Court of the United States has overturned approximately 90% of all the Ninth Circuit Court rulings. For those of you who are savvy concerning this, you're aware of some of the rulings coming out of this liberal court, if you can, I mean, that's even putting it kindly. Three judges basically made this decision. The fact of the matter is, the law is unambiguously clear in allowing the President of the United States to impose a temporary travel ban as Trump did. And oh, by the way, nobody seems to want to talk about how Reagan did it, Bush did it, Clinton did it, and Obama did it. But nobody wants to talk about that. I promised the Lord I wouldn't get angry today, so I'm not off to a good start. On Fox News, Judge Napolitano, who is arguably one of the most brilliant legal minds today, stated, and I quote, "This was precisely the wrong thing for the court to do." He explained that the Constitution assigns the decision-making for foreign policy exclusively to the president, with even Congress taking a supporting role. Napolitano went on to say, "This is an intellectually dishonest piece of work that the Ninth Circuit has produced, because it essentially consists of substituting the judgment of three judges for the President of the United States, when the Constitution unambiguously gives this area of jurisdiction, foreign policy, exclusively to the President. That's why this is so profoundly wrong." Speaking of profoundly wrong, the fake news outlets, which are sadly fast becoming the new norm, flat out lied in their coverage of said travel ban. White House Policy Director Stephen Miller told Fox News' Sean Hannity that the media coverage of President Donald Trump's travel and immigration ban was frankly contemptible in the way that false statements have been made about the president's lawful, necessary, and fully constitutional action. We've seen example after example of individuals becoming radicalized and joining terrorist groups, Miller said. The reality is that it is a daily feature of life for law enforcement officials and federal investigators all across this country to be investigating and preventing terrorist attacks that are only being conceived of because we let these individuals into our country in the first place. Oh, come on, Pastor. We need to welcome them in. They're refugees. We need to welcome them in. For safety. Miller also slammed U.S. District Court Judge James Robart's decision last week to issue a temporary restraining order, which halted the enforcement of Trump's executive order, and he called it judicial activism. And oh, by the way, they're pouring in now because of this. We'll talk about that in a moment. Quoting Miller, "An unelected judge does not have the right to remake the immigration laws and policies for the entire United States of America." Let that sink in. This should be the most disturbing aspect of what we just witnessed in this country last week, that three judges can overturn a legal order from the United States of America's president, unilaterally, arbitrarily, liberally, and illegally, unjustly. That should give you pause. Think about that. Let that sink in. We didn't elect these three judges. Do you even know their names? They weren't on the ballot. Do you know who they are? No. Miller goes on to say, "This was an issue put before 300 million American citizens, and they voted to put in place new, tough vetting measures so that we don't end up spending hundreds of billions of dollars long-term dealing with the effects of an immigration system that is not properly controlled." And again, that's an understatement. I like how Trump tweeted. And by the way, you know why Trump tweets, right? He bypasses the fake news media. I actually started following Trump on Twitter. I just want you to know that there. I said it. I don't follow that many people on Twitter. I think I only have maybe 80, 90 people that I follow. He's one of them. And I did it because I almost don't trust Fox News anymore. This last week, it was actually 2 weeks ago, I'm sitting in my office and I got Fox News on, and it was Shepard Smith, which explains a lot, who basically said that Trump had warned Israel to stop the settlements. And I thought, wait a minute, what? What? And as we talked about last week, I won't take the time this week. That was fake news. Completely spin to say what the media wants it to say. And it's always anti-Trump, and it's anti-Jew, and it's anti-Christian. So when this was breaking on Thursday, I go to Twitter, expecting to find the most vile, foul tweets concerning this immigration, this temporary immigration ban. And much to my surprise, I was actually very pleasantly surprised that there were numerous tweets that were actually supporting Trump. I had to go back and check to make sure I had the right hashtag, because to make sure that I was looking at a feed of what was trending, and I found tweets like this pictured here. It shows protesters in Europe with signs saying, "Trump is right, and we will not stay silent as women are raped." Oh, did you hear about what's happening in Europe? Oh, do you think that you'll forgive my cynicism? But do you actually think that the Muslim migration into Europe was to assimilate? Do you know that they've all but destroyed it? Do you want to see pictures of it? They're hard to look at. I mean, the real pictures. Not the ones of the Europeans holding up signs saying, "We welcome all refugees." They're not saying that anymore, by the way. Not in Europe, they're not. Not in France. Not in Germany. I read an article, didn't have time to vet it, but I tell you, it's getting harder and harder to vet the authenticity of a lot of what I see in my newsfeed today. It was something about Angela Merkel offering to pay these Muslim migrants money to leave. The caption on this photo that I'm showing you read this way: "As Middle Eastern migrants rape their way across Europe, thousands take to the streets in anti-Islam protests." Oh, we're not seeing that here, are we? How come you don't see this on, I dare not say the acronym CNN? In all fairness to CNN, I haven't seen this on Fox either. This is only on social media. I'm going to show you another picture you're probably not going to see on the news here in the U.S. I know there are those who would say, "Come on, man. This is America." Oh, how many times did I hear somebody interviewed and they say, "What Trump is doing is un-American." Oh, really? You look at this picture and what do you say? "Oh, that's there. That could never happen here in America." Do you think that? I would submit that if we here in America don't believe this can happen to America, then we've been deceived and have believed a lie from the father of lies, the devil himself. I think of what Paul wrote to the church in Thessalonica about God himself sending a powerful delusion, a strong delusion. It's very detailed, interestingly, because it's such a powerful delusion that they will believe the lie. Not a lie, the lie. What's the lie? Well, certainly does seem that this could be part of the lie. the lie? Here's the truth. The Muslim migrants are pouring, and I mean pouring, into the United States for the sole purpose of domination vis-a-vis Sharia law. Go to Dearborn, Michigan. No, don't. And that's just one place. Oh, police officers? And we have amazing police officers here as a part of our church fellowship. They're my friends. And if you're a police officer in Dearborn, Michigan, you don't dare go into Dearborn, Michigan. You're out of your jurisdiction because they're not under the laws of the United States of America. It is lawless in that they are under Sharia law. And you don't think this can happen in America? Pastor, you're fear-mongering. Well, wait a minute. You might accuse me of being paranoid, but this isn't paranoia, it's prudence. It's prudence, it's discernment. And it's actually, by the way, a healthy fear. We talked about this last week, and I think it would be appropriate to bring it up again this week. But have you ever asked yourself the question of why these Muslims don't go to neighboring, closer in proximity Muslim nations? Why do they want to come to America when they hate America? When they chant death to America. And oh, by the way, they chant death to America in America. You don't believe me? Well, you'll see. It's already happening. New York? Not just Iran. They just had their celebration, I forget what year anniversary, becoming the Islamic Republic of Iran, and the chants, death to America! America is the great Satan! Well then, why do you want to come here? I mean, honestly, tell me, if America is so bad, then why do you want to come to America? Oh, I know. I know why you want to come to America. But maybe we need to ask the question of, why don't you go to Saudi Arabia? I'm going to show you a picture of Saudi Arabia. Check this out. You know what this is? This is an area in Saudi Arabia that can comfortably house 3 million refugees in the facilities pictured here, complete with electricity, plumbing, and even air conditioning, which you need in the desert, by the way, anyway. And here's the thing. They sit empty all year, every year, except for Ramadan, which is only once a year. Why don't they go there? I'll tell you why they don't go there. They don't go to Saudi Arabia because Saudi Arabia is already Islamic. What are you saying? I'm saying that they want to come to America to make America Islamic. Did you know that? You know what the goal of Islam is? It's to have an imam in a Christian church teaching the Quran. Come on, Pastor. You need to get some more sleep. I do, but that's besides the point. Oh, and you might be surprised to know that they've actually been met with a measure of success in some churches today in the United States of America. Google Chrislam. What? Chrislam, C-H-R-I-S-L-A-M, Chrislam, It's a hybrid of Christianity and Islam.
Oh, we all worship the same God. Allahu Akbar.
Sorry about that. That was bad. That was bad.
Did you know that a Jew cannot go to these countries?
Talk about an immigration ban.
And by the way, when I was in Egypt, this is back in the 90s, a long time ago now, with my wife, and we were staying with my aunt who lives in Giza, which is where the pyramids are. And I had, at the time, a pocket Bible in my hip pocket. Really small print. I could never read that today, but now it's the large print Bibles. And my aunt said, you better get that out of your pocket. You cannot have a Bible showing publicly like this. That was 1997. In Jordan, my wife and I, well, my cousin, who was going to take us to Petra at the time, was getting lunch. We were in Amman before the drive to Petra. And he goes into the store to get shawarma sandwiches. Oh, my goodness. If you've never had a shawarma, you have not lived. They are so delicious. So he's getting us sandwiches for lunch. And my wife and I are, you know, showing affection to each other. I'm hugging her and kissing her, and my cousin comes running out of the store. Yalla, 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 yalla. I mean, what happened? Hey, the Arabs in the store, this is forbidden. It is forbidden. And they wanted to start a riot. I'm like, really? I'm an Arab man and I have an American wife. This is forbidden. Well, here's the list of nations. Let me just read it real quickly. Saudi Arabia, Iran, Iraq, Yemen, Libya, Syria, Algeria, Brunei, Kuwait, Lebanon, my birthplace, Oman, Pakistan, Malaysia, Bangladesh, and the United Arab Emirates. If you're a Jew, you cannot go there. And I would even suggest, if you're a Christian, I wouldn't recommend going there. I know that I can't go back to my birthplace in Lebanon. I cannot go. It is not safe for me. On Jan Markell's Understanding the Times radio broadcast, former Minnesota State Representative Michelle Bachmann called this Muslim migration a planned invasion. And the purpose of this planned invasion is to destroy Western Christendom. Let me just read a little bit of what she had to say. We saw this mass migration, this people movement, which is a historic people movement of Muslims from Islamic nations, tending to be the most radicalized nations, from those nations into nations that are known as Western Christendom.
Are you ready? If not, you need to be ready, because our redemption draws nigh. This is what Jesus said about seeing these prophecies begin to come to pass in Luke chapter 21, verse 28. This verse speaks directly to the heart of the prophecy update that Pastor JD shares each Friday and Saturday here on In Spirit and Truth. The goal for each prophecy update is twofold. First, to equip you with information you need to live in these exciting last days. Second, to encourage you in your faith in the Creator of the universe. Every word in the Holy Bible is 100% true. We're seeing that fact being proven each and every day. We pray that you have been both blessed and challenged by today's prophecy update. And we do hope you join us again for tomorrow's conclusion to this prophecy update from Pastor JD. Now, as I mentioned at the beginning of today's broadcast, you can become a Facebook friend with us by logging on to www.inspiritandtruthradio.com. We've provided a link to our Facebook page. Another great option to stay current with Pastor JD's prophecy updates is to subscribe to the Aloha Bible Prophecy Update YouTube channel. The Prophecy Update YouTube channel has all the current updates that Pastor JD has shared, as well as an archive of past updates. Again, log on to inspiritandtruthradio.com and follow the link to the Prophecy Update YouTube channel. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Please join us tomorrow as Pastor JD concludes this Prophecy Update. That's next time on In Spirit and Truth.